Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Harvard University professor of English, James Simpson, looks at the life of Sir Thomas More.
Would the best Thomas More please stand up? Thomas More was simultaneously idolized by the Soviet Union, canonized by the Catholic Church. Who was right, the communists or the Catholic Church? Would the best Thomas More please stand up? Step forward, More number one. Utopia, published in 1515, is a blueprint for the ideal society. Universal education, religious toleration, abolition of poverty. What could be more desirable? That's the More the Soviets claimed. Now step forward, number two, Catholic More. In books written while More was Chancellor of England from 1529, More attacked Lutheranism as heresy. He also justified the burning of heretics. There's no contest here, or so it would seem. Before we announce the winning entry, however, let's pause for a second on both candidates. Utopian society is also communist. Movement is policed. It's a slave society of constant surveillance. Discussion of civic matters outside political assemblies is a capital offence. In a sense, Enlightenment Utopia turned out to be a reasonable prophecy of the Soviet Union. More number two, bad guy persecutor of heretics, turns out to prophesy the most persecutory, inquisition-driven aspect of the Catholic Church. In sum, both Soviets and Catholics were, unfortunately for them, right. But hey, what's this? Thomas More, number three, has just stepped forward. Soviets and communists were both also wrong. Nothing More wrote is simplistic. Look further into both Utopian and Catholic Mores, and you'll find a third More, constantly questioning, constantly seeing it from another angle, constantly undoing his brilliant authoritarian doppelgangers. That's the More still standing after history has done its worst with him, still standing after his execution in 1535. That's the real and best Thomas More.
That was Harvard University's James Simpson.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.